Please tell us something about the explanation of the Gayatri Mantra by Srila Sridhar Maharaj.
Something about it. We published a book about that.
Something.
Gurudev said, like, the banyan seed, and then the banyan tree comes out. 100,000 verses in Mahabharata condensed into one. Actually, Srila Gurudev said to Srila Guru Maharaj that this is such a high, deep thing. He actually favored Guru Maharaj not revealing this publicly. But Guru Maharaj's response was that, I'm paraphrasing, but like, if I don't, who will? If not now, when? Because he had written this is, you know, it's like saying, say something about the formula E equals MC squared. You know, say something about Einstein's relativity principle. You know, theory of general relativity. A few words on that. As Guru Maharaj said, with regard to Einstein, he can summarize it in a few words, and he does that. What we learn from that, in principle, is that a thing is some, how do you say this? It's something plus its potential. Reality is a thing plus its potential. Because whatever something might appear to be objectively, and look at the camera, you look at what it is objectively, but it has this potential to convey sound, form, audio, visual, and the possibility of highly enriched content. So this Gayatri, and we should say that when you say Gayatri, it means Om Bhur Bhuva Svat Tat Savitur, etc. When you, all these discussions take place, they don't, whether it's Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Saraswati Thakur, all of our Guru Varga, the Acharyas, when they make reference to this, this is what they're talking about. Right? And it says, in the Garuda Purana, Artoyam Brahmasutranam, Gayatri Basya Rupo Sho Vedarta Paribringhita. Artoyam Brahmasutranam. Forget the next line. But it just says Gayatri. So it's understood that it's a reference to this. There are others. We call it Kam Gayatri. But it's mysterious and that what it seems to be expressing overtly or obviously leaves it open to interpretation according to the acharyas. When this question came up in the time of Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he deferred to one of his assistants, a Sanskritian to give some sort of working translation. And I remember that at the time. And you could be left with the understanding that the sun is being worshipped. If you look in Wikipedia or on the internet, you'll get some impression like that. But Srila Guru Maharaj's line of interpretation is, it's a savitur, the sun. Saying, what is the purpose of the sun? It gives illumination. So he's saying, what really is giving illumination in this world is not the sun in the objective sense, but actually Atma. And Atma is a heading, we mean Paramatma Jivatma. So what's illuminating the world, allowing us to perceive, observe, is the soul, Atma, and Savitur Varenyam, the worshipable world of illumination, means the Paramatma world, the spiritual world. And again, this is not in a conventional sense about light or illumination. So Guru Maharaj writes in those condensed slokas, which are revealing the meaning of Gayatri, Bargo Bhai Brishabhanu Jatma Bivavai Ka Radhana Sri Puram. That really, when we speak of illuminating the spiritual world, it means revealing the service domain. Right? I have to move away from thinking of the way a light illumines what was previously dark, and speak more in a metaphoric sense. What is revealing the service world? It is the seva mayoyam loka. Spiritual world is comprised of serving tendency. We're thinking, like, we're here and it's there. We're addicted to formulate concepts based upon the limitations of time and space, constrictions of time and space, and location. Here's the spirit, here's the material world that we live in, and the spirit, it's very far away. I think in a sense of distance, like further and farther. Is there a celebration?
There are fireworks.
I understand that. I'm saying, is there some, said a Thai holiday, where they're just warming up for Loy Krathong? Huh? Yes, I think so. That seems very close. Our Buddhist friends. Okay. Seems like it's going like that. Thank you. when Srila Guru Maharaj was younger, that one of his relatives, seeing him very inclined spiritually and without mundane ambition, he thought to discourage him by saying, you know, we've heard from science that there, you know, light travels, that what is it in kilometers? 300,000 kilometers per second? Anyway, 176,000 miles per second. And there's some stars, they're so far away, their light has yet to reach us. So this universe is so big, so vast. If there is a God, do you think he has time for people like us? He's so far away, and we're so insignificant. And Srila Guru Maharaj, he quoted the Ishopanishad sloka, tad dure tadantike tad tadu sarvasyasya bhayataha tadejati tad naijati tad dure tadantike tadantarasya sarvasya tadu sarvasyasya bhayataha. Yes, he's very far away, but he's also very near. Is there anywhere where he is not? That was his response. Is there anywhere where he is not? So then that means from wherever we are, we can connect with him. How? Sevan mukhe hijavaro shayameva spurtira. Through service connection. So Srila Guru Maharaj is saying, like, one of the words that indicates Gayatri is dhimahi, which means to meditate upon. But he says that meditation should not be thought of in the sense of abstract meditation. You know, we're sitting one place meditating on something abstract. He's saying, but rather, dhimahi, dhi should be considered as a reference to buddhi, to use one's intelligence to serve. So then we can understand the spiritual world or the service world is, faith is the halo of Radharani. Radharani is revealing the service world, the highest aspect of the service world. So, in a nutshell, this is published, you can see the details, but back to Guru Maharaj's, the few sutra-like words that he composed. He says, Gayatri Muralista Kirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dhimahi. Because Gayatri Bhasya Rupo Sho Vedarta Paribringhita. The Garuda Purana says that Bharatartha Viniranaya, that Gayatri is the Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary on the Gayatri Mantra. Right? Gayatri Mantra, a few words, Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 slokas. So it's the explanation of the Gayatri. And what do we hear in Guru Maharaj's sloka about Srimati Radharani and Bhagavatam? Yadamiyam mahima sri bhagavatam katayam pratipadam anubhutam apya labdavideya tadakila rasa murti shyamalila avalambam madura rasadi sri radha padapadmam prapadye. Although her name ostensibly is not mentioned, every step of the way, every sloka, it is all taking us in the direction of one thing, the service of her holy lotus feet. So if we read in Brahma Sangita, we'll hear, the sound of Krishna's flute entered through the 8 ear holes of Brahma and he voiced Gayatri. But what is the essence of that? Guru Maharaj is saying, Gayatri Muralista Kirtanadanam, the song of the flute of Krishna is what this is. And what is the substance, and Gurudev's word, what is he fluting about? Radha Padam Dhimayi. Gayatri Muralista Kirtanadanam Radha Padam Dhimayi. The holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, which means service. Not, we'll sit around, I got the poster they're printing and I'm going to now meditate on the lotus feet of Radharani. No, dhimahi, with one's intelligence, how to serve. That makes it real and substantial beyond a visual image. Put substance, you know, Atakshri Krishna Namadi Nabhavyed Grahyam Indriyai. Otherwise, all of these things are beyond the grasp of the senses, mind, intellect. Only through a service connection. So everything we're doing, it has to be consistent throughout. There won't be one type of understanding and another one somewhere else, and they don't. Cannot be brought into harmony. It must be consistent throughout. So it's saying that Gayatri, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary on that. Well, then Guru is saying, and what is the Bhagavatam about? Radha Dasyam. Oh, then Gayatri must be Radha Dasyam also. So Guru Maharaj is showing step by step in his interpretation how you can extract Radha Dasyam. Once he said, from the womb of Gayatri. And we may point out as sidebar, if we want to understand something about the greatness of Srila Guru Maharaj, you won't find this, you know, in the history of ontological India, I'll say. Hey, Guru Maharaj revealed this. It's not that you'll say, oh, in so many different places, this is... No. He says some seed concept from Jiva Goswami somewhere, and he hasn't identified where. But this is an original interpretation of Srila Guru Maharaj. So as he once told me, he said, my godbrothers say that I sometimes say things that were not said by the previous acharyas. So then we think that should be a cause for alarm. Right? We found our based the substance of our position on being faithful to the predecessor acharyas and what they've given. So Guru said, my godbrothers say, I say things that were not said by the predecessor acharyas. Cause for alarm. And he said that, but they accept them because they find they are in line with what they say. So that points to original wealth, original understanding. When someone wanted to understand, what is the difference between Guru Maharaj and others? This is one of the things he himself would offer up as an identifier. Because he knows you won't hear this anywhere else, but once you've heard it, it's undeniable. Right? So another way of putting this is the Gayatri Mantra. From, you know, remember, Brahma gets the Kama Gayatri from Saraswati, Dibya Saraswati. Because once the artist wanted to ask Guru Maharaj some questions. I mean, this there's no material world yet, technically. Right? So then we can understand this is not Saraswati in the Triguna plane, but Trigunatita beyond that, Divya Saraswati. They ask Guru Maharaj, how shall she be shown? And Guru Maharaj like sort of closes out. He said, she's riding a white swan. Anyway, and Brahma meditating on that, then what has now become known as Brahma Gayatri is voiced. So it's purpose, substance, thematically must be consistent. Artho yam Brahma Sutranam Bharatartha Binirnaya Gayatri Vasya Rupo Sho Vedartha Paribringhita. Bhargo means illumination. Bhargo by Vrishabhanu means the daughter of Vrishabhanu, Jatma Vivabai. Sri Puram, like a city of light. The French say that is, you know, Paris. Paris is the city of light. Nice try. Srimati Radharani service domain, that's the original city of light illuminating everywhere means revealing service opportunities. You have to reconceptualize along these lines. That's why when Bhaktivinoda Thakur signs Kalyana Kalpataru, the Jarudar, the sweeper, and the Namhat of Nityananda Prabhu, Kedarnath, Srila Saraswati Thakur says, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a sweeper, then I'm one of the straws in his broom. That is Trinadupi Suni Chena. That sort of humility. Then he's so, that plane is so great, and he's so great who is serving in that plane. Then this is consistent with Asamaho Charanareno Jishama Hangshang. Vrindavane Kimapi Guma Latosadinam. Taking, expressing the aspiration for an atomic presence in that plane. That is humility. In the proximity of greatness to give vent to such negativity. And Guru Maharaj said, so if you can understand that what Saraswati Thakur is saying is the sincere expression of his heart, then you can understand the unit of construction of the Swaroop. Just as this body, biological expression of the soul's delusion, it's constructed of exploiting tendencies. The Swaroop is constructed of dedicating tendencies. So as we, Hare Krishna, crying out for seva, how can I serve the ashram? Night watch. So it's very beautiful in that sense. Otherwise, it looks like some thing to do with the sun and a tour of the universe. But not like that. It means navigating the devotional world. How is all of that being revealed? How to serve Krishna. And by the grace of our Guru Varga, that opportunity is before us at present. How wonderful is that? Otherwise we can say, oh, it is so high and so unattainable. So Narottam Thakur says, Asraya loya bhaje tare Krishna nahi tyaje nahi akarane mori akarane. Then, yes, Krishna is unpredictable. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham, very difficult to achieve. Even the Vedas say, admit, we're only indicating the direction. So he's saying, take shelter of the devotee of Krishna, one whose Krishna already has accepted as his own, then your position is guaranteed. He said, Vasudev Ghosh. In one place, in one of his songs, he's saying, and what kind of process is this? What kind of sadhana is that by singing and dancing and feasting, you become liberated? Remember, the Ghosh brothers, we sing in the song every night, Sanjaya Mukunda Basu, 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 that means Basu Ghosh. They're known to be great singers. Goshadi, Sanjaya Mukunda Basu, Goshadi Gaya. That's Vasu, Vasudev. And Guru Maharaj likes so much his intensity. These sakis from Vrindavan, they're very intense in the upper world, their position. Like Tungavidya, Prabodhananda Saraswati, similar, Vasudev, Ghosh. And he says in his song, Jari Gorna Hoita, Tabiki Hoita, Kemare Dari Tam Dehe, Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatake. There you can understand something from the exclusive promotion of the glories of Srimati Radharani. And he's saying, what, and a sloka, but we have Chaitanya Charitamrita expressing so comprehensively and extensively, in a sense, and a sloka that you can sing that's so beautiful. Vasudev saying, if Gauranga had not come down, then how would we know the supremely glorious position of Srimati Radharani? Radhar Mahima, her greatness, Prema Rasasima, and the limits of Krishna Prema, which is a reference to Mahabhav. In one sloka, he's sort of covered the whole thing. What is the internal aspect of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And the same thing, it's consistent. We're talking about Gayatri Mantra, its explanation, the Bhagavatam, anywhere we look, the same thing is being suggested, that Krishna consciousness is ultimately about, under the direction of her servitors, serving Krishna. Then it is most substantial. No one can extract more from Krishna than Srimati Radharani. Rasaraj Mahabhav. So even as a strategy, the devotees are promoting her. She is Krishnamoyi. No one is more full of Krishna, of Krishna consciousness than her. You won't get more Krishna dealing with Krishna himself. That's the ultimate thing. You'll get less quality Krishna directly interacting with Krishna than through her. How wonderful is that? So Guru Maharaj said, like in cooking, you take your ingredients and give them to the master chef. Then they turn those things into some nectarine substance. On your own, maybe you can make something, but not like the master chef, and it's practically unrecognizable from what it was before. So it's something like that. We have some little bit of acquired energy, if we dedicate that, the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, yata yata gora padara vinde, vindeta bhaktim krita punyarasi, refined theistic intellect, sukritivan, sumeda sagantin. No, this is the way. The lotus feet, gora padara vinde, vindeta bhaktim krita punyarasi, tata tatot sarpati hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudamburasi. So, we were just in Govardhan and Gurudev gave the name there, Sri Dvaita Das Seva Kunj. That means Dvaita, Sri Barsabhanavi Devi Dvaita Taya Kripabdaye. Barsabhanavi Devi means Radharani, Dvaita, the one who's very dear to her, means in Srila Saraswati Thakur. They're saying, this is Dvaita Das's Seva Kunj. And that name, Seva Kunj. So many high things can be conceived, but Guru Maharaj reminds us, it is all Seva. Remind us, when Baladev told in the Bhagavatam on visiting Vrindavan has a type of rasa leela with Braja Gopis, Sanatan Goswami Prabhu says, and from within his heart, this is his offering to Krishna. Not in the sense of enjoyment. From within his heart, it's an offering to Krishna. So it's interesting. In that place where these highest sort of pastimes are taking place, what is its name? Seva Kunj. Not enjoyment palace or Seva Kunj, service. So it's we being, you know, up to our necks and more in the world of exploitation, it's hard for us to conceive of that. But therein lies our hope and prospect that there is such a world. So Guru Maharaj would quote the Upanishad saying, Srinvantu Vishe Amritasya Putra. Please listen to this carefully. You're children of the nectar world. Amritasya Putra. Nectar children, not children of the world of mortality. Tantarajam Rishethi Pashubudhim Imam Jahi. After all is said and done, Sukadev, 12th canto, returns to this theme, telling Parikrit Maharaj, thinking that you will die is animal intelligence. We can say so many things about material tendencies and, you know, erotic this, that. He's saying, it sounds unbelievable. He's saying, thinking that you will die, that's animal intelligence. Animals think they will die. You're going to be like an animal. Oh, I'm so afraid. He's saying, you can't be like that. Even Socrates, you know, they show him there in the picture. I'll drink the hemlock. My body will be dead. I won't be dead. Even he knew that. So this is like the most basic understanding. He returns to that once again, saying, so, because, why? Because Parikrit Maharaj is about to die. The snake bird's coming, making his way towards the scene. And what do we hear in the Bhagavatam? Actually, like, you turn off the lights, the water, and how he's turning off his senses, his seeing, hearing, all of it. He's just going completely internally, preparing for that. Right around that time, we hear also that his mother, Uttara, appears and says, son, you just heard all this nectar from Sukadeva Goswami. K. can, like, what was that? Can you say something about that? He's saying, I'm glad you came because I was just turning off all of my senses. I would have been inaccessible, unapproachable. And then what does he do? And that, we're talking about the expansion and contraction of time and space. And that brief period speaks to Brihad Bhagavatamritam, which we see from Sanatana Goswami Prabhu is quite extensive. Anything's possible. The Rasa Lila, Brahma Ratri, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ahoryad Brahmanovidu. 1,000 yuga cycles means 4,300,000,000 years. They have songs like, I could have danced the night away. Songs where people think, let the romantic songs, they think, never let this night end. That's the Rasa Lila, that's that night. It's a perverted reflection of that sort of hankering or longing, all these songs about eternal love until the stars go out, and they're romantic themes that are recurrent. And they're always some poetic form of expressing something that resembles eternity. Why did we do that? When we know it's not true, we're in the world where, you know, I'll love you forever or until you turn 40. Right? We're in that group, but that group's saying, until the stars don't shine anymore and the night will go on forever. And because it's something innate and ideal that we're actually hankering for. Prati anga lage kande prati anga more. But who is capable of satisfying that, addressing that need? The heart's deep core, that inner need. To try and impose, who? The absolute, the ideal. And to try and impose that ideal upon a person in this world is not only not realistic, it's unfair to that person. That now they have to live up to this ideal. Right? Only the absolute can deliver on this. Prati anga lage, prati anga lage, kande prati. What every sense is crying out for, only the absolute can fully reciprocate that. And that means Krishna. We want eye beauty, ear beauty, sound beauty, touch beauty, taste beauty. Search for Sri Krishna, reality of the beautiful. That's the good news, as the ultimate reality is beautiful visually, orally, and every sensual possibility. Ever-increasing beauty, sweetness, charm, love, and affection. That's very good news. Unfortunately, we don't believe that. We believe in this. That, you know, this is the real stuff. But this real stuff, it's only here for a short time. Sometimes you see some place where maybe earlier in your life, it could be a building, it could be a school, it could be any kind of thing. It was there, and there you have so many, you know, pastimes associated with that. Then you go back 10 years, 20 years later, and it's not there. It's just totally gone. There's something else there that has nothing to do with any of that. Then you have to think, well, what actually went on there? In any location, with the realm of time and space, what is really going on? Nothing of any lasting importance. That's why there was a certain humor in that title of the book of Stephen Hawking called A Brief History of Time. Like, ha-ha. And they think, oh, time should last for long. A brief history of time. Yes, because we can understand. We're in the realm of time and space. The spiritual world exists beyond that. That's also good news for that us. That means at any time, through proper service and cultivation, you can connect with that plane. The higher devotees do that in a very deep and substantial way, but even the aspiring servitors, by the grace of the higher devotees, they get a glimpse, a touch of that, that gives some inspiration to the heart to go deeper, to continue on. Any other question?
Shambhila had a question.
Yes.
Maharaj, regarding to the last question, could you please describe like other gayatris that we have been giving? Like addressing
well,
to Mahatma?
Well, I asked Guru Maharaj about that. First of all, it's not really the kind of thing we should speak about publicly, but because I knew this was a wonderful opportunity, and through Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, we knew, like, we had a good chance of getting Guru Maharaj to give his Gayatri explanation on this day. So, once it was done, I can even hear on the tape, I'm testing to see if it recorded it. Because we had more than one tape recorder, just to make sure. But then I thought, now's my opportunity to say anything more. So I said to Guru Maharaj, did you give explanations for the other ones? And Guru Maharaj said, I forgot. He said, that would be good. So, this, if you read this, it's in the last chapter, of Subjective Evolution of Consciousness. You can study this for the rest of your life, for lifetimes. It's so deep, so comprehensive, so profound. Without it, I think, what do we have? Then someone would be faithfully, dutifully vibrating mantra. But this is so comprehensive in explanation. Anything else?
And my original, the first question was about association.
Association.
Association, yeah, yes. Like in mundane world, different interactions in society are not necessary association. Like you can, like 7 hours a day during several years work with several people, but it wouldn't be association with them. So how could we?
Well, it could be.
It could be.
But in so many cases, it's not. It's superficial.
Yes, and how should we, at what aspect should we point with the cessation with devotees, how
yeah.
not to be superficial.
Yeah. Well, interestingly, even in the mundane world, like they use this word, association, when for different types of organizations, like we used to collect donations in India from the Lions Club and the Rotary Club, these two different types of associations. And we could say, without getting into the details too much, that how they're formed is these men, say for example the so-called Lions Club, they all have a similar business interest. That's why they brought them together, is some common interest. And so they formed an association so that they could all benefit from this common interest that they have. That's the idea of sadhu sangha satovare, a spiritual association where there's a common interest, right? The service of lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, Guru and Vaishnav. So we come together bound by this common interest, and we'll all benefit from that. So when someone is not feeling inspired, someone else may be inspired, and that will help uplift the uninspired. When we're performing varieties of services here, we'll see how someone is approaching that service, the type of dedication they're showing, the energy they're giving, and we can learn from that and benefit from that. Just as we hear in the scriptures, if you look, Prapanna Jivanamritam of Guru Maharaj, but also Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami, so many examples are being given about the devotional expressions of certain devotees. In one place, in fact, Rupa Goswami, after systematically describing Vidhi Bhakti, when it comes to Raga Bhakti, he's saying, this is so free form that the best way for me to convey to you the spirit of that is by giving examples of these different devotees and what they've shown in their lives and the sort of expressions that come from them. So, when we speak of association, really we mean, I mean, the word is rich with what is the word? Not import, but connotation. We mean sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi. Said twice, they're saying all the scriptures are emphasizing us. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi. Then what? Lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. Lava matra means a moment's association can be life forming, transformative, and take one to perfection. So, these epiphany-like moments were in the association of devotees, and particularly superior devotees. Sometimes one instruction strikes the heart, like that sloka about poetry, saying the arrow that strikes the heart, and about when things are being presented in a substantial way. So there are overwhelming moments like that, and then there's day-to-day association, that the association of our God brothers and God sisters keeps us afloat, as it were. It keeps us moving in the right direction. So in the business world that you alluded to, where you're saying you could be working next to someone for so many years and not really associate. But those who are aware of that, they prefer mentoring, which is very similar to guru and disciple, that those who are superiorly experienced and developed and successful, they mentor the new associates so that they can benefit from their experience. So that's sadhu sangha sato vare, saying sadhu sangha, and then sata vare. Vare means superior. In the same line, and superiorly realized, experienced, evolved, developed. With Srila Gurudev, he mentioned, and we also observed, he said, to really get something for him, he said, that would be realized over a period of time in association, seeing how he deals with the devotees and circumstances, crises, so many things. He said, that's how you will learn from me. Guru Maharaj was more on the ontological side, his talks, his lecture, it's all being extracted from there. Because not everyone was privileged to see how he's dealing personally. But with Srila Gurudev, almost the inverse. He's showing to those who have his association how he applies all of these teachings and theories in day-to-day application, organizing the service and the servitors. By associating with superior devotees, that awakens certain devotional tendencies within us and improves our ability to weigh, assess, attribute value, and observe things. We become more observant by relying on their sort of vision. Shastra Chakshu, as Guru Maharaj points out, like if we see Milo, dogs, how do they, what is their way of seeing or gathering knowledge? By smelling. They have to always go, they smell something. That, well, it looked interesting, but now that I see it, that's how they do, through smell. But the regular human beings, by seeing. Right? So they have the expression, seeing is believing. But for the spiritually progressive, the means of seeing is through, or an understanding is through the ear. Shastra Chakshu, seeing through the eyes of scripture. So by hearing, then seeing. And that we get through association. Anything else? Yeah.
Asking, is it okay if we quote from our Guru Varga to others in order to help and inspire them, even though we may not have that realization, we don't fully understand it?
Yes, as long as what you're quoting is accurate. You have to be very careful about accurately reproducing what has been heard. As we know, just like when I joined ISKCON, within a week I heard this one story. Some devotee was saying that, you know, Srila Prabhupada told us that Saraswati Thakur didn't like for the devotees to sing in tune. You understand? And so we're like, really? as if like that was vanity or something. Right? But what they were doing is misreproducing what Prabhupada told about the final pastime of Saraswati Thakur, where he asked Guru Maharaj to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And someone else sings who can sing very nicely, and Saraswati Thakur said, I'm not interested in hearing a sweet tune, but he wanted to hear from the heart that. So that was represented as, he didn't like people to sing in tune. So before we pass this on to someone, let's make sure that we heard accurately. And it should be reasonable, not that something that is very high, very confidential, we're repeating that. Why? What is the necessity of that? And we run the risk of offense. But if someone on a particular subject, they ask something and say, well, it's beyond what I've understood, but from the Guru Varga, we've heard this. This is their explanation. But it would be better to deal with something specific. Because yes, the general principle is, in speaking in spiritual circles, one should quote authoritative sources. That means Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnav. Taking it that it's an accurate reproduction, and with, what's the word? Fidelity. High fidelity means here, faithful to the original. So you have to be careful about those things. Like we read the books, we read Chaitanya Charitamritam every day. We don't say that we understand everything there. But we read, this is what it says, we read that, bow our heads. Maybe in time, second time through, a little more something coming. Third time, something more coming. Is there anything specific or just that was a general question? Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami said, hearing Saraswati Thakur, he said, some things I could understand, some things I could not understand, but I would go on hearing. That is important. Avritir sara shastranam bodhadapi gariyasi. Guru Maharaj said he heard this in his childhood, that more important than understanding is repeated hearing. Because some of these things, they require that, they demand that. Repeated faithful hearing, and then gradually, like he said, ice melting. That kind of way, some revelation, realization starts to come. But sometimes you look at a sloka, seems like ice, can't penetrate. But if we serve, faithfully hear, vibrate, then little melting comes, some understanding. And really, our Guru Varga, they're revealing the meaning of these slokas. It's not something that we can approach, like, I'm the subject and the sloka is the object. I'm going to now memorize this. But we should think, I want to serve, somehow I want to serve this sloka. So it will reveal itself to me by being present in my memory. It's a different thing. So if we hear, like Gurudev Gurmaj, they quote some particular sloka, that may be the time where it's being offered to you in the sense to enter you, what Gurudev called Gurmaj, his throwing potency. It's being thrown, and then the heart can catch that. Some deep impression is made, and then it is retained by the heart. And again, I mean the deep heart's core consciousness. But not in the sense, oh, I'm going to master these things. That won't be helpful. It's by serving them that they can, Guru Maharaj said, they're only passively posing. Really, it's spiritually conscious substance. They want to be revealed. They're looking for agents. If you offer yourself in service to them, then they may give more and more understanding about what it is they're expressing. What is that? She just put on your knee. You didn't see it? Your knee? Right.
Faithful reproduction means more in terms of accuracy or some quantity of faith is required from the beginning.
No, it doesn't mean literal accuracy, but faithfulness, fidelity, faithfulness to the original. That now we're back to spirit, the spirit with which something is imparted. Not to impress, but to serve. I mean, within this sloka, within this saying, this expression, is some beautiful aspect of Krishna consciousness. Let me offer myself in service to that as a means, a medium of expression. Not that, oh, I'll now do this and people will be impressed with me. Pratishtha. Self-establishment. We're trying to establish the glories of our Guru Varga and of the scriptures dealing with the supremacy of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Shraddhan bhatovu anushunaya dattavarna yedyak. Shraddha, faith. Anushunayat, hearing from substantial agents, authorities. Andhira. Not under the influence of sense disturbance. But sometimes we'll be safer and we say, literally, this is what Guru said in response to this question at that time. But that requires to study scrutinizingly. Zainana Shastra Vicharanai Kunipano Sadharma Sangsapa Nipun. Guru is called Shastra Nipun, very expert at representation. Just as we started in the beginning with this Gayatri, his Achinoti Yashastartam, the Acharya is extracting the inner meaning of the scripture. So you have Einstein may give that theory, but then there are others who become acquainted with the theory, can represent it to others. They're not Einstein. They don't claim to be. But they become familiar with the theory, and then they can teach physics or they can teach that to others. So we think of that, our Guru Varga. They're the Einsteins of the world. They've extracted the most substance, and we try to become familiar with their teaching so we can represent it to others accurately with great fidelity. Hare Krishna. Like that, evam parampara praptam imam rajarsya vidu sakale neha mahata yoga nashta parantapa. Otherwise, being prakriti vaichitra paramparjana becomes modified according to individual temperament to the point of no longer resembling the original substance. So we pray to be faithful in our representation. And that's also by the grace of Sri Guru.